Welcome to the Marketing Powers Podcast. I'm your host, Mukwemba Mangangu, and I'm joined by my co-host, Grace Gondwe.
We're both marketing enthusiasts with a passion for sharing our knowledge and insights with you. This podcast is designed to equip our listeners with the information they need to excel at marketing in their different spaces. Our aim is to bring marketing home.
With that said, let's delve into today's episode.
How are you doing?
I'm tired, Mandy. Adulting, guys. Ish. Adulting in Zambia at the moment.
You know, I was speaking to someone this morning. I was telling them about how tired I am. They're like, you're always tired. So they said, I shouldn't say I'm tired now. I should say I'm fine because tired is the new normal.
It's the norm. No.
Yeah.
No. I refuse to accept that. I'm still looking for a solution. I don't know. It might be a vacation.
Weren't you just on...
No. It was not vacation. I wish it was. It was not. No. Okay. No, it wasn't.
Anyway, you have the whole of the summer to think about it. Sorry, the rest of the winter to think about what you're going to be doing during the summer.
Nothing. As an adult in Zambia, what I want to do in the summer? Nothing. Absolutely zero.
Absolutely nothing.
And I look forward to it, truly. Yeah. I think I've done a lot this year. As we are coming to the middle of the year, I think I've done too much. So yeah, looking forward to doing nothing.
Life has come full circle. We now look forward to doing nothing.
And it's just a reality of life, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for all the times that I said I wanted to be busy. I sincerely apologize to my mom for not listening to her when she told me to take a nap.
Imagine, back then, naps felt like punishments.
Anyway, sorry. You know what? Sorry. We're in the second half of the year.
Yes, we are.
And yeah, and so today... Well, it's bittersweet.
Yeah, it is.
Because now we are also going on our break. Maybe this is why everyone is so tired.
Yeah.
But they're not tired because of this.
No. No, this is energizing. This is like, yes, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
This is always the highlight of our week. Mm. And I think we've had an amazing time. We've had amazing guests.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is we're bringing our season to a close.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back bigger.
Better.
And better.
Yeah.
With more guests and a lot of surprises. So we'll not just throw everything out. So now let's call this the wrap up.
Yes,
of season one.
Yeah. It's been a good run, guys. 13 episodes. After 1 year of having the conversation about starting it.
Yeah.
And then finally starting it and then being able to do the last 6 months. It's been 6 months, yeah?
Yes.
More than 6 months, actually, considering that we started in November.
November, yeah. Look at us. Mukwemba is our... biggest critic, but I think we deserve a pat on for lasting this long. Thank you so much. Thank you. Taking a bow right now. Highlights of the last couple of months, you guys. What has been?
You know what? Even as we get into that, I think one of the things I would like to talk about is, I don't know if I should turn this into more motivational, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is telling people who want to do something to just start.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had our own like ups and downs before we started, and our own delays.
Mm.
But once we set the ball rolling, everything came so easy.
Yeah.
I remember when we're coming to do the very first episode. Man, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I was
sweating buckets.
Hey, I'm just like...
For you who are not here, those of us who are here, it was something.
It was quite a scene to behold. And, you know, because we're here, I'm like, what are we going to say? How are we going to know finally? And once we got into it, I mean, it's every episode, I believe, has been better.
Yeah.
Our confidence levels have been high. Yeah. And from then on forth, it's been interesting.
Yeah.
really, you need that momentum to start, and then you just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starting truly is the hard part. Well, it was for us.
It was. It was. Tukia heard the first two episodes and was like, guys, what do you mean? I'm not there yet.
Uh-huh. Wangu, wangu.
Sharp, sharp.
Let me get with the program.
Yeah, and you're talking about this guy being our biggest critic. I think he's also pushed us, because there's sometimes when...
Yeah, that's true.
It's like Saturday morning and you're exhausted, but you still have to come and get the job done. And all of our listeners, this is the guy that has been pushing us, even today as we speak.
Good team captain.
He's a team captain.
good, really good team captain.
Really good team captain. So,
yeah, we are giving you your flowers.
Yeah, as in if I was to give you the flowers, there, I don't think the flowers I'll give you are even enough.
No, so, no.
Yeah.
And I mean... I've had a busy couple of months because of my job and traveling here and there, and it's been good. I think we have a good team dynamic that we've been able to lean on each other and be able to be like, okay, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not available, but the show goes on, and I think that's really good.
It is, and now we get into your highlights, Grace.
Yo,
do that.
You know, it's like choosing one. It's very hard, you know. I think we've all learned so much, you know, this whole journey. And I think it's, personally for me, made me better in all of the things that we've learned. I think one really memorable one was our episode with Tanya. Okay. Obviously, that was our first guest.
Yeah.
And I think she was a really good choice of a first guest.
Yes.
If you're listening to us, Tanya... We're planning for season 2. In case you want to come back, our arms are wide open.
Yeah.
And then I think of the other episodes, I think it's not necessarily to say that it was one particular person, but I think it's all of the things, all of the key lessons from all of the different people. You know, Dela told us about personal branding, and I think he said some interesting things about when we asked him the question about the Zambian spirit and the Zambian brand and leaning into a personality, you know, talking about Kalusha Walia. I think that's the episode we spoke about KK and the suit as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had people who've come and we've had maybe answers in mind or things in mind that we thought that they would say.
Yes.
And then they bring a different perspective. You know, we had the Zim president, Mr. Mwewawesa, Zim president at the time, I think, Mr. Mwewawesa.
Still
the Zim president, with like a wealth of experience. Like, I was sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh. Should I even be hosting this? Like, you know, historical information that he had, current, like, cutting edge experience on what is happening in the marketing space right now. So, to be honest with you, I can't say one moment. Everything has been such a rich learning experience. And it's like all of it. Like, go back and listen to every episode. There's a rich wealth of knowledge in there.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Now to follow up with that.
Mm-hmm.
where does one start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I also want to talk about, firstly, I'll actually mention every guest that we've had.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and a big thank you
to them, to all right? Of them, yeah.
So we had Tanya Fuchs.
Yes.
We had Mono Chungu.
Yes.
We had Ndela Sichizia.
Yeah.
Mwewabesa.
Yeah.
Mary L. Gumbi.
Yes.
We had Nandus Duplessis.
Yeah.
And also Mr. Chavungalungu.
Yeah.
Have I missed anyone?
Yeah, no, I think that's everybody. Yeah.
I think that's everyone?
Yeah, I think that's everyone.
I hope so. I can't imagine having this conversation.
Get you somebody. Yeah. Get you somebody.
No, that is everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That is everyone.
So, like, from Tanya, firstly, even just how we got to it, I think it's going back to the, you need to reach a point where you just sometimes put yourself out there.
Yes.
And things come back. Because I remember I was having a completely different conversation with her about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then just brought in the aspect of the podcast and what would like to, you know, what would like to achieve. Because
mm-hmm.
she hosts these networking events. Yeah. So I thought, you know what, if we go there, we might meet a couple of people that mm-hmm. do marketing and, you know, network with them from there.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know I do marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But then her approach is what was so heartwarming. So now she's like, look, if you need it, I'm game. Like, yeah. I'm available,
yeah.
And I'll come and join you guys. So, like, okay, let's arrange a date. And she goes on further and says, no, before we record, let's have a preliminary meeting.
Yes.
Let's sit down.
Yeah.
And have this meeting. So we went there. I think she got us beverages.
Yes. You and know. Then she proceeded to grill us.
Uh-huh. Then she proceeded to grill us.
Over a cup of tea.
In typical Tanya fashion.
Very, very Tanya. She grilled us. Like, we and were there, like, let's go tea. Meet. She took us right into the oven and put it at 180. And it was hot. It was hot. And I think we made it like a 50 plus one.
Oh, of yeah. course.
Yes. What matters is we made yes. the grade.
So there was that. And even before I jumped to Tanya, I think it was also the aspect of when Tukia joined us.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously he wasn't available at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with our dynamic and yeah. then he brought it in as well yeah. to also bring different perspectives mm-hmm. on when we were having conversations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where you say something and he goes, I hear you,
but
yeah. there's this, mm-hmm. which I think was also very nice in how we started. And to be honest, all our guests. So because then from there we went, we had Mono,
mm-hmm.
who was also very, like, she was also game. She's like, guys, just tell me when and
yeah,
when.
Go time,
you know,
yeah.
like, I'm ready. So much so that she already told me season two.
I'm down.
Like, guys,
I'm down.
Just give me the date and time.
I'm there. Yeah.
I'm there. You know, she was very open, mm-hmm. had a very lovely conversation. Mm-hmm. I think she even had a number of people reach out, you know,
yeah.
Talk to her about the episode yeah. or even get yeah. back to us and say, you know what, this was so eye-opening.
Yeah.
So I think the conversations we had with her as well were, it was a very nice conversation. I think all our guests have been very open to just, you know what?
Sharing.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
I don't think we've had an uphill battle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple who've, unfortunately, they're just too busy.
Yeah.
They haven't calendars been able to make it.
But we're bringing them season two.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that's why we're trying to regroup so that we can get all of the people we've been trying to get on board. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I know some memories will keep coming up, but let's move to Tukia's. Tukia's highlights.
I can show you one of my highlights.
Yeah, no, that's why we have you here. We want you can bring the spice.
No, I think you've covered much of the guests and how amazing the guests have been. And as soon as you said we didn't necessarily have an uphill battle with any of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
I think my highlight is the uphill battles that we've had. I think just amongst
behind
like if. Yeah. If people could get even just a Greenpeace of the behind-the-scenes footage of what goes on before we record yeah. and after we record.
Yeah.
I think we should do an episode just where we have behind-the-scenes.
Just bloopers.
Yeah, just bloopers. I think the banter.
Yeah.
Like, for me, this has been my highlight.
Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't want to go into repetition with the guests. The guests have been amazing.
Yeah.
The actual recordings have been amazing. But I think just the banter amongst the three of us and, yeah, some of the challenges that we've had. We had the load shedding. I think we really downplayed it in the episode.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You were away indeed. And it was such...
It was rough.
You know, we got here.
Yeah.
There was no power. I know, like, okay.
Let's try.
Let's now instead going to people's homes.
Yeah, and bear in mind that you have an international guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was our first international guest.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes. And this is, but thank goodness, I don't know if I can say thank goodness, he understood.
No, he understood because he's in South Africa.
Exactly.
So he's like, I get it.
Look at that.
He was so patient with us. It was... you know, it was also just like, even on our part, it was like, wow, he's so patient.
Yeah.
Whereas you think other people will be like, look, you know what, I've got other things to do.
I got places to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I think in light of that, I think being patient as well, or, you know, coming out as well, I think we also had an amazing conversation with Mary Gumbi. And then right afterwards, she drops a bomb and be like, go back home. Like, how did you come here?
Yeah, we've had some
like people have really just put through for us.
Yeah, yeah. We've had some people make some sacrifices, and we are very Mary, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your for your service.
Yeah.
To this podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. And just to slip it in, I think with the whole load shedding thing, I'll just give a shout out to Alobe, who allowed us to use his living room.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Alobe.
Yes,
thank you so much. I wasn't there, but you really saved the day. Please, live long and prosper. Just in case we need to come back, we'll definitely give you a call. Yeah, I think that's true. I'm sorry, Tukia, to cut you short.
No problem.
Please, you can continue. But really, I think I've learned a lot about team work and team dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are being diplomatic and saying banter. Some of it hasn't been banter. Some of it has been... We've argued. We've had some intense moments of fellowship. Okay? And but I think that's testament to the fact that I think we have, again, we have a really good team dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we have some good friendship sprinkled in there as well.
Yes.
And I think lesser friendships wouldn't have survived.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's also the passion that the three of us share.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true.
Indeed, because just like you said, if we're going to have a conversation like this, at certain moments we're going to butt heads, right?
Yeah.
And where you have... Because I had a conversation with Grace where she had to put me
I was like you
sit down. Like, you would
put
it in check. Where was I?
No. You would have enjoyed it too much. I was going to like, but not all the way through him under the bus. Like, if you were there, it would have been, no. I had to,
deserve to be under the bus.
I had to leave some of him in there. Yeah, but I was just like, bro, you would not talk to me like that. No, you won't. But also, like, he took the feedback. You know, like, I had feedback to take. He took the feedback. And, you know, we're better for it.
Yeah,
we're better for it. So if you're looking for some people with good team dynamics to do some hard things, give us a call. I think we've mastered the art now.
No, we really have. Yeah. We really have. And some of the people, like, that also have also, like, been there to help us through, like... Yeah. I know there's a couple of people that are not even here right now, and some super fans that exist.
Yeah, so I've had like friends consistently. Like
same,
for me,
yeah.
I have one friend in particular, Simon Peter, who consistently has given feedback on all of the episodes and said, "You guys, this is good," or "You guys, think about this." Good energy. I think he's the one who told me about Mukwemba. Mukwemba is very high energy. What? I think I told you about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I've also like just been in random places where someone's been like, "Oh my gosh, your podcast.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much."
Yeah.
And they've name dropped like specific episodes and specific lessons from the episodes. And I think that's been very like encouraging.
It has. I think Tukia shared the story of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was calling... I think I was at work. I was calling a number that was given to me. So I introduced myself. And someone's like, Tukia, from the Marketing Pulse. I'm like, oh, wait, you people listen?
First of all, I'm not calling in that capacity.
Yeah.
I'm calling as an employee of such and such. But okay.
Yeah, like, oh. Thank you. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was shocked, but yeah. Shout out to our listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, they've been great. I also need a shout out to Tiongem Kandawe.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Because a lot of the time he said something, I would like share in the group, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. I think I didn't know that that's his name.
Uh-huh.
But if that's the person who's been giving us feedback,
yes.
Thank you so much.
So much for keeping it anonymous.
Nah, this
one. he's a fan. We appreciate you. Sorry, your anonymity is gone.
You know what, there's so many people, and we can keep going.
I think I have one more person.
Before I even start talking about one my wife, person. But
I'm about to say Nyumbu. I was about to say Nyumbu deserves.
Took him long enough. I'm just saying, took him long enough.
I think the best for us. Nyumbu deserves all the flowers. She has supported Mukwemba, as Mukwemba has been our team captain.
Yes. He also has
stressed him.
He has a
support system. Thank you, Nyumbu, for allowing us to stress your husband as much as we have.
Thank you, Mrs. Mangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also the people from Zim that have also, you know, been influential. You know what? If we keep talking like this, this doesn't sound like we're not coming back.
No, so, we're coming back.
We're coming back.
So it's thank you to all those listeners and those shout outs, but yes. Keep the same energy.
Yes, and just to ensure that we come back, because then our very own Zebron, aka DJ Kreej, our producer, and Stefan, the main man, who's just out here.
Oh, is he patient with
all
us?
Always here, patient with us. And,
and our banter.
Because, you know, sometimes we'll come into the studio
feeling frazzled.
And he's like, let's start. Yeah. Let's start.
Yeah.
Oh, but no. People are like, no, let's restart. We need a minute.
Yeah.
And he's always just there, just patient, cool as a bird. Mm-hmm. And it's been great.
Yes, it has.
So, Tukia, what do we have to look out for in our next season?
Me? No?
Yeah.
Not enough?
To me.
Look out for me.
Okay, yeah, more of you on the episodes. Yeah.
Yes, I think it's just expanding. I know we had to narrow down some of the things that would have to talk about in season one. Mm-hmm. So just an expansion or an extension of some of the topics, because marketing is very diverse.
Yeah.
And we didn't cover everything in season one. Yeah, so true. I think it's just like, this is just a glimpse of what we can do and what we can talk about. So I think our listeners can look forward to the different sectors that we want to dive into, the different dynamics that we're going to look at, more of the banter, of course. And we want to keep it as educative as well as fun.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's
so
true.
In a nutshell, that's what I can say.
I think we had this conversation. I don't know if you were here to hear, but we had this conversation.
What to say?
And we were like, we've discussed so much of this, and a lot of the people who we've had come on are experts in marketing, but they are experts in business and leadership as well.
Okay.
And also just thinking about how can we bring more value to the conversations by maybe also diversifying into discussing, you know, just like business. Leadership, you know, business success, leadership success, and, you know, just sharing stories of how, yes, it's marketing, but ultimately it's business and it's enriching the bottom line. And is there a way that we can bring that to the conversations?
Definitely. I already have a lot of names in my head. In mind. So yeah, that's definitely something that we can.
Exactly. Also, it's focused being on the aspect of these leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Each crafting a personal brand, and a business brand,
okay,
that they need to carry through. So now, how were they also successful
at
doing this?
Yes.
And so we'll do our best to ensure that we have those conversations and also have our marketing conversations within them, and also just have others who know specifically talk about very specific marketing items.
Niche things.
Yes, that people love to hear, and that way we can keep growing and
keep
have more amazing conversations and, as usual, bring value to the conversations. Yes. So that, ladies and gentlemen, has been our season one. We'll be back.
Yeah,
in a couple of weeks, with amazing content, more interesting guests, and a couple surprises that we'll pull out of our bags for you.
Yeah,
and we hope you love them.
Yeah, please go back and listen to the episodes
you didn't listen to.
Go back and re-listen to the other episodes, because, like, you know, there's practical content in there. There's, you know, we always ask, what are practical things we can do? What are one or two or three things that we can do? So there's practical things in there that you can listen to. So while we're away, go back and listen. There's still nuggets to be obtained from there. And we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Keep it real. And also, just from a feedback perspective, it would also be nice to hear, even from more of our listeners.
Yeah.
I know we've listed a couple listeners, but even on our socials, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify. So any platform in which you could give us feedback on maybe a guest that you'd like us to have or a topic that you'd like us to discuss, I think that feedback would be very, very much appreciated. So
definitely.
Yeah. And it's always it's always appreciated. And we take account, because some people have been actually very deliberate about, here's this guest. I think you should listen to them. And we're like, oh, okay, this person is actually, you know, taking this approach and things like that. And also, I think we've even had a discussion of someone on LinkedIn who's his very instrumental. Okay, so yeah. he's always like, he listens to a podcast and says, you know what, you guys, you're my favorite. I listen to you all the time. I actually think you should listen to this person.
Yeah.
And he's been good. I know he's listening. Please, we'll be waiting for you next season.
Yeah.
To ensure that we have more conversations. Yeah, his name is Elijah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Elijah, for that feedback. We appreciate you. We could go on and on.
Yeah.
We really could.
I assure you, we could.
But it's a wrap. No pun intended.
Yes. So stay safe, stay well, and remember
to keep your finger on the marketing pulse.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's episode just as much as we have.
Till next time, remember to keep your finger on the marketing pulse.